a little town near the ruins of Zimbabwe. Opening bat in a cricket match against the BHBCC. Billy's nickname was Zimbabwe, and as he was padding up, they said, "You gotta face Raging Raymond from the Bush Happy Bastards Cricket Club." Billy walked onto the pitch in the blistering African heat. When he saw Big Raging Raymond, he was shivering at the crease. Then suddenly there came a voice out of his hometown crowd. It said, "Child 6, Zimbabwe." Billy heard it clear and loud. Oh,
Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe,
I'm gonna lose a lot of sticks. Big Ray had a beard like a bull that bears. He was nigh on 7 feet tall. And when he closed his mighty fist, you couldn't even see the ball. They say that the runner for a paceman from the boundary's pretty far. Raging Raymond took his runner all the way from the clubhouse cocktail bar. The tales of Big Ray's speed and line were nunnies and no lies. They say he killed a lion with a half brick between the eyes. But suddenly, another voice came out of the hometown crowd. It said, "Child 6, Zimbabwe." Billy heard it clear and loud.
Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe.
Gonna lose a lot of sticks. The first ball hit Billy's shoulder, the second one hit his heart, and the third one came in lower and it tore his box apart. And the fourth one came in higher and nicked him on the chin, though the fifth one tipped him on the ear. By now Billy's eye was in, and the sixth one found the willow. Billy hit it out of the ground, and though they searched the whole damn town, the ball was never found. Then suddenly there came a voice out of the hometown crowd. "Kunala 6, Zimbabwe." Ray heard it clear and loud.
Oh, Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe,
I'm gonna lose a lot of sticks. Billy never ever dreamed that there would come the day his sons would both be cricketers and for their land would play. A tiny little country out there with the best, playing a World Cup tournament out there in a vital test. Then someone wrote a signboard for all the world to see. He held it high, that hometown guy, and it was on TV. They never faltered at the crease against the Aussies at Lord's. It was Billy in the hometown crowd that wrote these little words. Oh,
Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6. Child 6, Zimbabwe,
I'm gonna lose a lot of sticks. Oh,
Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6.
And another one,
Child 6, Zimbabwe, Child 6.